Welcome to the podcast, Hopeful Horizons, the bridge where hope and healing meet. Our mission is to create the environment and resources to get people across the bridge from the post-COVID experience to a future filled with hope. Please welcome our host, Holly Porter, founder of Adventure Bucket Wish Foundation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. We're really excited that you're here joining us. If you've listened to some of our previous shows, thank you, first of all. We are here to help create awareness for long COVID. And I have one of our long COVID as a guest today, and she's going to share with us her story. But I'm saying our because we are a group of people that have long COVID. So Corinne Burgess, did I say your name right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Welcome to the show today. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you here and share a little bit of your story because you got COVID later on in life, not life, but of the life of when COVID started is what I meant to say. So just share a little bit about your story.
Yeah. So I got COVID one time that I know of and one time only July of 20. I was previously vaccinated in May of 21. I got the first two Pfizer vaccines and I had some weird stuff going on that year. And I don't really know if that's directly related to the vaccines, but I kind of feel like it is with some of the symptoms I was having throughout that year with some weird heart stuff and just anxiety bits. Like, I don't know, I've always kind of had anxiety, but not like that, not to that extent. And yeah, I got my first COVID infection July of 22. I was traveling. At that time, I really didn't take COVID seriously. You know, you always think that certain things won't happen to you. And on top of that, I didn't know what a long hauler was. And I went to Hawaii and Vegas, did a couple concerts and came home and came down with my first COVID infection. And it was pretty mild for 5 days. So, but then after that, about a few weeks later, it hit me pretty hard.
So you actually felt like you got over COVID and was feeling better, and then it hit you, and that became the long COVID, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My infection was only for 5 days. It was pretty mild. I knew it was COVID. I mean, I tested for it, but it definitely didn't feel like your regular flu or cold. I could feel like these weird pin needles in my lungs when I had it. But yeah, I got over it and I went back to work after the 5 days that the CDC said to stay home for. And, you know, I was kind of fatigued throughout, you know, a week or two. And then on that third week, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was super short of breath. I was getting rancid heart palpitations at night, lots of inflammation in my back. It felt like my lungs were inflamed. I got the brain fog. I mean, you name it, my hair started shedding. I mean, just very scary symptoms, vomiting, diarrhea. Like I was sick all over again, you know, but deathly sick. I couldn't really walk. I was crawling to the bathroom, shaking really bad, trembling. It was a very scary experience.
Did you have some help?
Luckily, I went to my mom's when this happened. And, you know, I was afraid to go to the hospital at that time because they had a lot of people on ventilators at that time. I don't know. I was just afraid because I've heard so many people ended up dying on those ventilators. I was trying to avoid going to the hospital at all costs. I ended up going on my mom's nebulizer and nebulizing at home. I reached out to an online doctor. I tried, you know, all those things that everyone says that will work with COVID, like ivermectin and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, nothing was working for me. Nothing.
So let's talk about what your life looked like pre-getting COVID and what it looks like now.
Yeah. So I am my career's in the veterinary field. I'm a hospital practice manager. Been doing that for the last 10 years and, you know, always on the go, working hard, supporting my daughter. I'm a single mom. I worked in the community. I'm a member in an anonymous program and I give back and I sponsor women and I go into the Orange County jails and I bring panels into the inmates and share my story, my experience, strength, and help, and hope to others. And I had to give all of that up for right now. I don't have a lot of energy. I'm in pain a lot. And I just, the anxiety and the like depression surges go up and down with this thing. It's really strange, you know, it almost makes you kind of socially awkward. And that's not, that is not who I am at all, you know, but on the other end of things, it's really, this experience has given me, there's been opportunities with this experience. I'm now a part of a huge long haul community on social media. On TikTok, you know, Facebook groups. I have met the most amazing people that are long haulers. And it's almost like God shifted me from helping in the anonymous program I was in. So now I'm helping in a whole different kind of group. It's so weird how that works, but that's kind of how I see it, you know? And on top of that, I really believe that maybe this was just an opportunity for me to, you know, we all have seasons, right? We all have seasons of stuff that we go through. And this has definitely probably been the hardest season ever. Like, I've been through recovery before, and this is a whole nother kind of recovery, very scary recovery. And this has really given me an opportunity and brought me closer to my higher power, to God. This experience has been very neglected, I believe, by doctors and by, you know, it's really unfortunate that we're at this spot and there's just no answers. You know, thank God for the people that are going through this, because we all kind of learned from each other. We've all learned from each other. It's like one person helping the next in this, you know, and it's been, if it wasn't for you guys, I don't know where I would be, you know.
And everybody really is so different. And there's 200 symptoms linked to all of this. And yeah, each of us have our own, and they come with me, they come and they go. So I'll get some that'll kind of subside for a while, and then a whole new, you know, round of them come about. And it's always like, wow, is this my new norm? It's like the chicken. Are you my mother? Or whatever book that is.
Right.
Are you my mother? I'd be like, is this my new norm? Is this my new norm? Because you just don't know. And so the support is huge. And really, that's why we created this podcast, because we feel like the awareness isn't there. The support isn't there. And just so you know, I got this from my higher power when I was in my coma, because I had spent 70 days in the hospital, was intubated 2 times, had a trach, sepsis. My story is like the ones that don't walk out of the hospital. And I did. I don't want to waste 1 day. I feel like there's a mission. And if God's going to tell me something to do it, I'm going to do it. But please get me better. That's really my prayer every day. Keep me well enough so that I can at least do what I'm supposed to be doing. And the nonprofit, I've had 11 startup companies, but I've never had my own nonprofit. Always wanted one. Could never land on. There were so many good ones to support. Done a lot of philanthropy work in my life. And I literally got told the name Adventure Bucket Wish. That's what it's called, Adventure Bucket Wish Foundation. And it was to support the long COVID community. And I was like, oh, my motto is, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. This is not fun.
Yeah, it's not.
So it's been really a challenge for me to try to build it up and make it happy, because there's so many suffering. When they say 65 million documented cases, how many are not documented? I mean, we know there's so many people that they'll never have true numbers, even on people that had COVID. And a lot of people it's just the new C word they don't want to talk about. They want to shove it away. I can't think of anything that the whole world didn't suffer at the same time, all at once, so quickly as COVID.
Yeah.
And so we all know what it is, and we don't want to talk about it. And yet, if there's 65 plus million people suffering, don't you think that, you know, somebody probably that has it, and there's people that don't even know they have it. So thank you for being willing to get on your TikTok channel to speak up. And it's hard not to, when you're feeling down, that is tough, because people think you're just big whiners. And I mean, I have safe people I can talk to, but even to them, I don't want to sound like a big whiner. My pain's a level 7 today. I don't want to get out of bed anyway. So I know you understand that. And we also started a Facebook community that has got a very slow start. There's a page on there for the nonprofit, for everybody. And there's also a group that's private for just people that have long COVID. And I'd love for you to come on there and come and help me, because we can't do it alone.
Like you were saying, it's just crazy. I have so many people like on my Facebook, and I see so many people in and out of the hospital and all this random stuff going on. And my first thought with a lot of these issues going on with, you know, acquaintances and friends is, I wonder if it's because they've had COVID, and then they don't realize that they're not putting two and two together 3 months after you had COVID. Now you're in the hospital, you've got something going on with your heart, or there's a gut issue going on. We're perfectly healthy. I mean, I was perfectly healthy before I got one. I mean,
me
running
too.
Around and doing whatever I wanted. I could do cartwheels, and you know what I mean? I'm walking around like this because I'm afraid of my own body, because I don't know what's going to pop up. You know, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's bizarre. Very bizarre disease, for sure. Yeah.
What would be what gets you in a better mental state? What could you say that is working for you that might help some of the listeners that are listening?
Oh, wow. There's so many different things. I started with a Wim Hof breathing. I started with meditation. Every night I fall asleep with meditation, like God meditations. I mean, that's just how I fall asleep every night. I do cryotherapy treatments for inflammation. It's cold therapy. And then I do cold therapy too, dipping my face in ice. And I put ice in the bath before. I mean, I've done some crazy things. Hyperbaric oxygen. There's just so many different things. But honestly, I believe that being with a natural path and then doing functional medicine, those two things have kind of gotten me at a further place. Not a cure-all, I don't think. But I believe that there's definitely been progress with them because they're more entailed than our regular doctors. And it's just crazy to me because even my regular doctor told me at one point, Corinne, you know more about long COVID than I do. And I'm like, don't you think that's a problem? He even asked to look at my functional doctor's blood work because he told me specifically, like, maybe I can learn something I don't know. And I'm like, what?
That's being proactive that he's willing to learn. Because my doctor, yeah. I had one that pretty much fired me. He closed his practice now, big shocker. But he basically said, if you're going to go down that path, then I might not be the doctor for you. And I'm thinking, he starts looking up clinics for me to go to for long COVID. And I said, well, what are they going to do for me that you can't? I was just like, he was just my regular one that right. I'd only go to if I needed an antibiotic or something that I couldn't heal myself, right? That's the only reason I wanted to be there. So it is frustrating. And we'll hear these stories over and over on this podcast of how it is. But I also hope we can attract some of the medical professionals that can come in along with the holistic professionals, come in and band together of how we can serve this community and not close the door to us and, you know, be willing to listen and take that extra time because we're not just making it up. And they're just so broad. Those symptoms are all over the place with people. Everyone's so different that it's hard to know how to help just one individual when everybody's different.
In my own head, my belief, and I'm not a doctor, so don't quote me, but I just feel like what COVID does is it like stirs up maybe underlying conditions that we may kind of have that are like, okay, but not a big deal. And then it just lights a fire under it. I always kind of had a little bit of gut stuff. I don't have a gallbladder. I mean, nothing severe, nothing that ever ticked my mind to, oh my God, I have a stomach issue. I have severe stomach issues, which I'm trying to heal with functional. But I mean, that's my thought. It just kind of makes sense to me that it just lights this fire underneath maybe weak spots in our bodies. And then we just get a full blown issue. So I don't know. It's a bizarre thing. But, you know, I'm grateful I'm still here. There's no mistakes in God's world. He puts us through things and there's a reason, there's a purpose, even though it's absolutely horrible to go through this. So, you know, whatever door is open for me at this point, I know that's him, you know, and that's him guiding me and showing me what I need to. And he's always told me there's a bigger picture in this. There's a bigger picture in this. And I'm like, God, just heal me and I will do whatever you want me to do. Just, I don't want to suffer anymore. I don't want to suffer. Please just heal me. Well, it's progressing. I'm way better than I was last year. Last year was like death. This year it's like, well, I'm getting there. But it's a very slow process with long COVID. It's a very slow process. What it does.
Is. Oh. I have a couple guests that will be coming on the show that feel like they can honestly say they're one. I still think I'm only about 75 of where I was. There's a long way to go, but one of them was intubated as well. I don't think he ended up having a trach, but he was intubated just before me and same timing. And he rides bikes and does competitions and all kinds of things. And so I'm excited to have them on here because I think it's giving this community and the caretakers as well that hope. And honestly, speaking of hope, when I was going back and doing my pulmonary rehab and things, I tell the story all the time on here, seems like, but it's so true. It was so humbling for me when I asked, why isn't there more people in here doing pulmonary rehab? I live in a decent sized community. It's not huge, but I knew there was only me and one other guy that I actually knew, surprisingly, and that were doing this program. And she rolls her little stool back to me and looks me in the eyes. And she said, my question was, why isn't there more people doing pulmonary rehab? And she said, because they don't live to need it. And I just was my heart. I just thought, oh my gosh, we got to count our blessings because we did survive, right? Anyone that survived, mild case or not mild case, it took a lot of people. And those caretakers, either they're taking care of people still or they did and they lost them. And so many people couldn't say their goodbyes. And there's so much thing that we just need to give that hope. And so we want to spread that message. And I want to have people on here that have healed because it's not all about the downs. Right. Otherwise, we're going to be sad and we all need that hope. Yeah. Tell me a couple things that give you hope that you feel like when you are up on an up and not having a flare or anything, like what do you feel like giving you hope right now in your life?
Honestly, what it really comes down to is trusting God. That's where my hope is, you know, because at the end of the day, like, I feel like I was kind of just stripped of everything, you know, yeah. And that's what I have to do. That's where my hope lies, you know, on top of the stories that we hear where people have healed. And, you know, unfortunately, I would love to see more of those people talking about, you know, them healing. And I know they're out there, but I don't see very many of them, or maybe they just don't want to share, you know, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, hope is a very, very big, I don't blame them.
Yeah, who wants to look back at this? It's like, oh, end of chapter. See you. Bye.
That's really where my hope lies at the end of the day. That's all we have. There's just so many people out there. I've met the most wonderful people in this community, in the long haul community. Like, thank God for this community. I don't know where I would be if I didn't find my people.
We all need our people. And we need that support as well. And thank heavens, a lot of us do have family, but there are people that are alone and didn't have that help. And there were a lot of people in the hospitalized that didn't get visitors. And thank heavens, I was able to have one every 24 hours, which saved my life, because I know if I wouldn't have had them there holding the medical staff accountable, that would have been my demise. And I know they wanted, when I got out of the hospital, so many of the hospital staff said, go back to the ICU, let them see you, because they need hope. Because so many people, and that makes me sad, they saw so much death that they, to know you were as bad as you were. One of the nurses I ran into at another time, she said, I left for a couple of days. And when I came back, they had shipped you to another hospital in Northern Utah. And I thought you died because you weren't doing well. And there were many days like that. And she goes, I was so sad. And I didn't even dare ask. And she goes, I was so happy when they said, no, she got her trach put in and we shipped her off for next step. And so it, you know, they were struggling and they need hope. Because it is so new and people don't know how and what to do. And so I just am glad when people are willing to speak up and they're at least raw and real. It is what it is. And what do you, when you're having a bad day, besides, you know, your higher power that you talked about, when you're having a bad day, what will lift you? If you're just down in the dumps, do you have something that will lift you up?
And I have my daughter. I'm a single mom when she's here, but most of the things that I talk to a lot of other long haulers, and I honestly, to what kind of lifts me up, it's to be able to help somebody else, to hear their story and to be grateful. Like and to be able to share with other people some of the things that have helped me. And, you know, because we all have to kind of find our own route with this thing, you know, but, it's really the relationships that I've built. I mean, all over the world, all over in the UK, Ireland. I mean, I've built so many relationships with so many individuals. Like, there's just nothing like the friendships that I have literally in the last year and a half. It's crazy. People that I'm like, once we get better, I need to come see you, or you need to come see me. Like, multiple people. When it's really unfortunate, because since I got sick, and because a lot of the general population, they don't understand this thing. So I've had a lot of friends kind of just fall off, you know, because they don't understand chronic illness. So, and I don't expect them to be at my beck and call and at my house every day to watch me lay around and heal and everything else. It's a very lonely place to be. It's such a good, positive thing that we all kind of found each other and have been able to make such a good community and somewhere to share and build friendships with people that you've never even met in person. Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy to me. Like, I've never had that. And here we are.
I love that you have that. And I hope that people listening, if they don't have that, they can get some tips and maybe learn how to find that, right? Or join our community. We would love for them to go on. I mean, right now that's where it's being held, is the Facebook page, but go on there, because there'll be a lot of good nuggets in there that they can help and get support. Well, okay. So to wrap this up, I want to know, what would you say you could give as advice to people that are listening, that are friends of people that they know, somebody or family or a caretaker that are taking care of somebody with long COVID, that could help support them? What would be your advice?
I would say, even though it's really hard to understand the disease and that person may look perfectly fine, just to remember to have that compassion and that empathy for that person, because even though that you're not feeling what they feel, having long COVID is a very horrific feeling inside of the body and probably one of the scariest things to feel inside the body. And to just, if you're taking care of someone or know somebody, just have that compassion and empathy. So try to be understanding. You know, sometimes people in the regular population want to, it's just really hard for them to understand it, you know, and I used to be one of those people too, you know, until it happened to me. So it has given me just such a different perspective on chronic illness, you know, and maybe that's something God's teaching me too. I mean, chronic illnesses, we have no idea even what they are. EDS, ME, CFS, mast cell activation syndrome, all the things that a lot of us potentially might have. And it has just given me a whole different perspective, you know, so compassion. Empathy and understanding, you know?
I'm going to add one thing, because it was my message. Another message I got while I was in my coma was love them where they're at.
Yeah.
Love everybody where they're at, because that's where they are. And you can influence that, but really it's ultimately up to them to change where they are. So just love them where they are. And I think that would help more than anything. Yeah. Anything else on your heart before we close up that you want to say or that you thought of?
No, just thank you for having me. And I appreciate that. And please send me your Facebook group. I'd love to be a part of that.
That would be wonderful. So listeners, if they want to get a hold of you or reach out, what would be the best way for you to connect with people if you want to?
I am on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. My handle name is Corinne. It's Corinn. And then it's three E's, E-E-E. And so that's my handle on all my social media sites.
Okay, that's great. Well, so if you, and which are you on, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those?
I'm on Facebook too, Corinne Burgess. And then, like I said, for TikTok and Instagram, it's Corinne with three E. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. And I hope you learn some things that you can help somebody with long COVID, and we can just keep the healing ball rolling, right?
Right. Yeah. One person helping the next. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, thanks, Corinne, for being here with us. And we'll see everybody on the next show. Thanks. Bye for now.
Thank you. All righty.
Our biggest dream and desire is to bring lasting impact to the lives of the millions experiencing long COVID effects and symptoms all across the world. Please join us. You can reach out to us at adventurebucketwish.org.